Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
It was an interesting day, I think we can say the least. It was quite a day, a lot of back and forth. But in the end, the LRT plan gets approved, not by any sort of unanimous margin. It was only a few votes, really. But just your initial thoughts, maybe.
Well, first of all, it was a couple councillors, downtowners, that are shortchanging the people in Scarborough. And they're going to soon find out they're shortchanging the people in North York and Etobicoke when they're trying to put surface rail down the middle of the road. And, you know, they speak out of both sides of their mouth. It's all right to go underground in certain people's wards, but in Scarborough, they're shortchanged once again. But this is up to the Premier. The Premier has two choices here. He's going to listen to three or four downtown councillors, or he's going to listen to 750,000 people out there that want underground transit. Every poll that we've seen and we've had, it's 80%, 75%, 70% want underground transit. So the Premier is going to have to make that decision.
So as far as you guys are concerned, this is in no way a final decision. There's still more to come.
Absolutely, it's not a final decision. There's three or four people trying to speak for the people of Etobicoke, North York, and Scarborough. And that's not the case. People want underground transit. What they promised today was an outright lie. They don't have the money. They promised the world, like the lefties usually do, and they can't fulfill their promises.
I spoke to Councillor Thompson after the mayor's 30-day extension was rejected, and he said it caught him off guard because you guys had a meeting yesterday. I'm not sure if you were in that meeting, but he said there was a meeting yesterday, which included TTC Chair Karen Stintz, and everybody agreed that that was a good way to go. And obviously today it was rejected. So what do you think changed between yesterday and today that had that turnaround?
Well, I don't know what's going on in Karen Stintz's mind lately, but I know one thing. She pulled the knives out, and she stabbed us in the back. As far as moving forward, we'll see what the commission has to say about that. All I know is one thing. The mayor has lost total confidence in the chair. The administration has lost total confidence in the chair. And the commission has lost total confidence in the chair.
So, a lot of people, I was reading on Twitter, and of course that's where the people are, so a lot of people were thinking that this is a done deal, but what is the next step here?
Next step, the Premier is going to have to make a decision. Again, is he going to listen to the people, or is he going to listen to a bunch of left-wing councillors down here?
And just last question for you. Councillor Thompson was saying that if this plan did get approved, because obviously it was before the vote, he was concerned because the province holds a lot of money and they're looking for teamwork and smart decisions. And in his opinion, this approving this would be a bad decision and it wouldn't show the province that we have our act together here. Are you concerned at all about funding being pulled away? The $8 billion figure has been thrown around. Are you worried that they're going to rescind any of that money at any point?
No, strictly up to the Premier. A lot of people voted for the Premier in this city. More people voted for the mayor than the Premier in this city. So we'll see what he does here.
Great. Thanks, Mayor. Thank you. I appreciate it.